right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better. I pray that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith and that you repent, turn from your ways, stop backsliding, and that you stay on a narrow path for the Lord, that you forgive others so the Father can forgive you. And I just pray that you keep doing the Lord's will. You keep sticking to your purpose and your calling. And just stay strong through it, okay? I know things get a little challenging and rough and a little crazy, but that's why you have to walk by faith, not by sight. You have to trust in him in every circumstance and know that he got it all in control. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up, giving us another chance, another day, another chance to get it right and get close to him. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes in our back, a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and coming out. And let's just thank him for everything. Thank him for his word, his promises, his covenants, his love, his mercy, his grace, all of that. Amen. So much things he's done for us that we can't even count. So let us be more grateful and appreciative of things. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everybody. I appreciate all of you guys supporting and listening. It means a lot to me. I love you all, praying for you all, and let us encourage one another in Christ. Let us uplift one another in the Lord, and let us constantly iron sharpens iron, love, merry heart, gladness, joy, all right? Just because things are crazy off four corners of the earth, don't let the enemy steal your joy. Don't let them take away your happiness, your gladness, all right? Rejoice, always rejoice, okay? Don't let nothing stop your praise for the Lord, amen? Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all four corners of the earth, all races, all faces. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, it is all right. Let us gather, come together as one for the Lord. Let us be united in his presence. When two or three are gathered, he is among them. So always remember that, man. We have to always remember how near he is to us. Okay, so let's always stay in his presence, stay in his will, and make the Lord glad with our faith and how we treat people, how we handle matters. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us love the Lord our God for all of our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Let us obey the word, obey him, obey his voice, hearken to his ways, and always stick to him and stay faithful, steadfast, and firm. Let us do Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until Christ comes back. Amen. Let us stay activated and busy and diligent for his kingdom. Always think about kingdom business. Father's business is over everything. Amen. So always keep that in mind when you take it day by day, okay? And whatever resources that God blesses you with, bless others with it as well and help people along the way, because many people out here are in need of resources, help, support, or what have you. So God loves a cheerful giver, so always be willing to help someone who needs you, okay? Yes, yes, y'all. So in today's message, we're going to go into this news roundup, all right? Just going to run through the news tabloids and just go from there, okay? I hope that you all had a blessed week and that you all have a blessed weekend, blessed Sabbath. You all are able to enjoy yourselves, just kick it, wind down, stay away from the vices of the world, and just calm down, rejuvenate, rest, take some time for yourself, withdraw from whatever is getting too much attention or out of you, and just calm down in the Lord. Amen. So, yes, he is our perfect refuge and peace. So let us always take that into consideration when we're going to the weekend, the Sabbath, all right? And let us always just be mindful of other people in their situations as well. Let us not always make it about ourselves. Let us always be mindful and considerate towards other people too, okay? So we will go through this news roundup, and then we'll close out with the priestly blessing. We'll close out with the prayer. And then we'll close out with giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. So much going on all four corners of the earth. Let us touch base on health news, science news, technology, business, entertainment, pop culture, sports, local news, politics, or what have you, okay? So whatever pops on the timeline, we're just going to run through the tabloid, okay? So I know there was that flood in Vermont. I know there's a flood in Vermont. I know there's some tornadoes in Chicago, all right? So the weather has been very tricky and weird out here in these end times, very weird things we're seeing in the sky. So be not fearful, okay? Be alert, watchful, and sober, but not fearful. Amen. So a lot going on with the weather as far as heat waves. People get very hot, a lot of outages. People kind of, their bodies are really getting fatigued by this heat. You know, this heat feels so different from previous years. Okay, so this world's getting really weird off four corners. So whatever weather condition you're in right now, just know, just watch out. Just take care of yourself and be careful as you're going out and about. All right, so there you have it, okay? So let's go through these tabloids, okay? Polluted air from Canadian fires is heading towards Wisconsin again. And here's what to know, okay? So they're still talking about the Canadian fires that's affecting all up there. So the air quality is pretty bad up there. So y'all got to be careful when y'all breathing out there or going for a jog or a walk or out and about. Try not to be outside for too long. You don't want your breathing and lungs to get affected too much, okay? So be careful while you're out there, all right, people? Biden's new plan to forgive $39 billion in student loans explained. Okay, student loan situation. I got a lot of people stressed out in America. Laser focused on winning. Labor gathers top prospective MPs for campaign training. Okay, let's see what we have going here. Warren Buffett's wife is overheard complaining about a $4 cup of coffee at summer camp for billionaires. Sun Valley reports. I don't know why I read that, but I just saw it on the tablet. So, mind you, when I do these news roundups, I'm just going on the app, Smart News app. I just kind of read through what's there. So let's see. The real reason Mark Anderson is urging billionaires to homeschool their kids. That's interesting. Homeschooling children. Me personally, I think all children should be homeschooled. I think more people should. But a lot of people's situations are difficult and hard to where they always have to work or their finances or conditions can't allow them to do it. But yeah, the school system is really indoctrinating people hard and what have you. So, I mean, it teaches on, right? Let's see. Guildhall Beach murders. Suspect identified, charged in deaths of three women. A shooting in New York. Wow. Murders in New York. So, yeah, man, a lot going on. Y'all got to be careful out there, okay? Gotta stay prayed up. It's a lot of spirits and demons all over these cities. So, wherever you live in that, you got to pray against those spirits in the air, those principalities, amen. Let's see what we have going on here. Weather words. When the wind blows, the barrel makers profit. Just a little timeline. Let's see. Ukraine may be close to surpassing Russian active tank numbers, but Russia has a near endless supply of Soviet tanks in storage, military experts says. Let's see what we have here. Putin says he tried to but failed to oust Prigozhin after Wagner immunity. Also the whole NATO situation, I believe. Canada, I believe Finland and Sweden, all these countries in NATO, they're having like all those super meetings or whatnot, what have you. The kings of the earth, the rulers of the world. So a lot of more prophecy being fulfilled through that. Hell on earth. Phoenix extreme heat waves test the limits of survival. Man, Phoenix and Las Vegas, some places get real, real hot, man. So y'all stay hydrated. Y'all keep them pH levels on point, man. Y'all be careful out there, okay? Republicans forced through defensive bill with provisions blocking abortion, transgender care, and diversity policies. Let's see. Federal appeals court rules Catholic school was permitted to fire gay counselor. Let's see what we have here. They say LGBT rights are conflicting with religion. Let's see what we have here on this news timeline. House passes controversial defense bill after clashes over abortion, climate change, and Ukraine policies. Let's see what we have going on here. House approves NDAA in near party line vote with Republican changes on social issues. Let's see what we got going on. Volunteers avoid bowl ban as NCAA fines over 200 violations. With the Tennessee football program, they're fined more than $8 million. Wow. Okay, let's see what we got going on here. Let's see. Hollywood actors are joining screenwriters on strike. Here's why and what's next. They're having a strike between two unions. Let's see what we have going on here. Yeah, basically, they're going on strike because how these actors don't make no money, how these actors get pennies from their shows and movies. Because when it comes to splitting money in the budget between the director, producer, executive producer, what have you, the screenwriter, and then the actor basically get the pennies, the crumbs, or what have you. There's many movie actors, actresses who had testimonies that confess and profess about how they didn't get much from their roles that they played in these TV shows and movies. But anybody who's into the truth, we already know how Hollywood gets down. So, You already know what that is. The money dries up in the industry. Let's see. Architect identified a suspect in Long Island serial killing. So a lot going on everywhere. Let's see. U.S. sets a grim milestone with new record for the deadliest 6 months of mass killings. Wow. Remember the days of Noah. So that violence is increasing hard everywhere. All right, people are really losing their self-control, losing their wits. So they're just taking it out in a violent manner. So y'all got to be careful out here. We are out and about, okay? Let's see. Sweltering Americans have fewer protections against power shutoffs this summer. Let's see what we got going on here. U.S. probing Exxon contractor in Guyana for smuggling drugs and gold. Wow. My whole family's from Guyana. That's some news in Guyana. I never see a real news tabloid about Guyana, so it's very interesting. Let's see. Europe heat wave. More record temperatures expected. El Salvador secretive mega jail. The thing about heat waves in Europe, all those countries in Europe are all bunched up on top of each other. So it's very populated and stuffed in Europe. So the heat out there would be really different, too. So, yeah, man, y'all got to stay hydrated through this weather, okay? Let's see what we have going on here. Jeff Bezos' ex-wife, Mackenzie Scott, has reportedly squandered over $27 billion since 2019 divorce. Dang, $27 billion? How you run through all that money? You know what you could do with $27 billion? Sheesh. Let's see. Bojangles abruptly closes 3 Jacksonville area restaurants. Let's see what we have going on here. Woman executed on death row performed defiant final act before her death. Wow. Florida homeowners have a troubling new problem, and it's getting worse. Obviously, with hurricane season, these different insurance policies as well. So there's a lot going on in the state of Florida with farms, too. Okay. Let's see what we got going on. Let's see what's going on. World reacts to Donald Trump screening controversial movie. All right, it's hurricane season, so more storms are kicking up along the Atlantic coast, on the East Coast, and the Southeast region as usual. So y'all be careful during hurricane season. Subtropical storm Dawn forms in the Atlantic. All right, let's see. Walt Disney World, a ghost town as Florida tourism crashes. Let's see. Postal Service drivers in Florida struggle amidst scorching heat. Urgent need for AC in the trucks. The delivery drivers said, driving those trucks, that'd be really hot, man. So they're very hot and uncomfortable delivering that mail and those packages. Okay, so let's see what we have here. If you ever see like a mailman or something, offer them some cold water or something, or a nice cold drink or what have you, you know. So we got going on here. Look at that. USPS has suspended services in Vermont, New York, and Utah effective immediately due to weather conditions and flash floods and storms. Wow. So many people won't be able to get their checks or their mails or their bills are important things. So that's a very devastating thing to go through. And you got to understand these end times, as times get more weird and prophetic and strange and crazy, are so much services, like convenient things that we need daily, will start to be messed with or tampered or, you know, how can I word it? A lot of things will be halted, suspended, you know, glitches, all types of random stuff. So, yeah, man, some weird, crazy stuff going on, mess with people's everyday services, because there's a lot of old people who need those Social Security checks, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of retired people who need those mails, so that's very devastating that they're halting and suspending services, man. That hurts a lot. That hurts thousands, millions of people, okay? These are whole entire states, like, you know, Vermont, New York, these are just whole states, not just cities. So it's millions of people that might not get their mail, and that's crazy. Let's see what we have going on here. New report estimates 89,000 lives could be saved if Americans make one simple lifestyle change, a significant health benefit. It says a new report has highlighted the health benefits of shifting to electric vehicles as efficiently as possible, as long as the energy comes from renewable sources. The American Lung Association released a new report explaining how If drivers stop driving use if drivers stop using conventional airplane vehicles and the U.S. cleans up its power grid, 89,000 lives and nearly $1 trillion in health costs could be saved by the middle of the country, by the middle of the century, as reported by Grist. The UK, Norway, and Switzerland, these European countries are dangerously unprepared to keep people cool. Let's see what we have going on here. Let's see. Study shows drinking tap water could have a dangerous effect on your health. Nearly half the world's population lives in countries where the government spends more on debt than education or health care. U.S. banks caution on economy as Fed rate hikes boost earnings. Let's see what we have going on here. The IRS collects $38 million from delinquent millionaires and is just getting started. Also, China's heat wave leads to record-breaking production of electricity. All right, so everybody keeps discussing about the weather and climate change all throughout these news within Europe, Asia, and certain parts of America, okay? So the weather's a really headline and all over, basically. All right, so, yep, that'll sum up the news roundup, okay? I just wanted to just go through a little bit of it and just go from there, all right? So it's a lot going on all four corners of the earth. Let's be aware and compassionate of other people in their situations and pray for everyone, man. That's why you always want to pray for all nations, all tribes, all peoples, all languages, all tongues, and pray that people come to Christ, people come to the Most High, people repent, turn from their ways, and get ready for Jesus' return and work and live towards him, work for the kingdom, all right? So it's always important to understand what's going on in the world and not to be so heavily minded, you know, earthly good, and to not be too wise or too righteous. You ruin yourself doing that, okay? So let us always be well-rounded about everything, stay up to date and what have you, all right? So yes, y'all. There you have it, all right? What I'd love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. So here we go. Yes, y'all. Hallelujah. He is the hope for humanity, y'all. He is the Adam, the second Adam, the last Adam, the advocate, the almighty, true, and living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessedly potent, the blessedly ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, the creator, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the King of Israel. Amen. He is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hosanna, Hosanna, King of Saints, King of the Ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord is my rock, the Lord is my salvation, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my deliverer, the Lord is my refuge, the Lord is my shield, the Lord is my everything, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is my portion, the Lord is everything, amen. Yes, yes, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, Yahya Shai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barak Athah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Ahaya Shai, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yeshua. Yes, he is a consuming fire. He is the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. Yes, he is the great physician, can heal everybody. He is the great carpenter, can fix all things. Amen. With the Lord, all things are possible to those who believe. Amen. Yes, yes, nothing's too hard for the Lord, y'all. Amazing, amazing father, amazing son we serve, y'all. Most definitely. The Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection of life, the resurrection, the resurrector, the life. Yes, he is the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the radiant one, the righteous one, the perfect example. The rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, the son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone to build is rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of Yahawashai, the word of Yehosha Yahusha. Yes, he is the word, most definitely, Selah. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. Boast in the Lord, boast in the Lord. Declare how awesome he is. Tell everybody how great he is. Amen. The Father and Son are both amazing. His Son is so amazing, he truly died for our sins. Okay, never forget that. Never lose sight of that. Yes, y'all, he is the seed of Abraham, promise, seed of Adam, humanity, seed of David, kingship, seed of God, deity, seed of Jacob, nationality, seed of Judah, tribe, seed of Shem, race, seed of woman, prophecy. Yes, yes, in the authority and the power and name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved, new mind, new heart, new soul, all right, new life, repentance, baptism, healing, deliverance, restoration, all right, new life, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new journey, new scenery, new places, new preaching, all right, new ways to reach the people, to reach souls, okay, worship in truth and spirit forevermore, amen. Yes, yes, y'all, so there you have it, all right, that is the new message for today, just a news roundup, just a glimpse of what's going on in all the four corners of the earth. There's also that news story I just saw, breaking news, it said in Italy there's bear attacks, okay, so a lot going on everywhere, okay, so let us be on point, stay strong out here in these times that we're in, okay, so there you have it, all right, I just pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you repent, get baptized, start your life for the Most High, and that the Lord change you inside out, and that he purifies you and molds you, and that he changes you into a new creature of Christ, and that you're born again, okay? And that you have the fear of the Lord, and you stand on a narrow path and stay obedient to him forevermore, all right? So there you have it, all right? What I love to do as I close, I always give y'all this priestly blessing on the way out, all right? So here we go. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston, praying for you all. Love you all. Peace.